Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show in hour number two. Of course, all of our guests have been joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Another quick reminder, we are giving away two Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometers. My first two that email me at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com will receive that. Let's get back to work and pick up our conversation with Dale Harris, former NBA Coach of the Year. We're going to be talking about one of the books that he released about a year ago. It is titled On Point, Four Steps to Better Life Teams. You definitely want to get a copy.
What was the inspiration on your book, On Point?
Well, actually, it came as a result of Nancy Lieberman's award each year is for the girl, woman, lady in the NCAA women's Division I basketball, who's selected as the best point guard of the year. And I was asked to speak in Detroit at the presentation of that award. And I got to thinking, well, there's only going to be one point guard there, plus Nancy. Everybody else is not going to be that. What can I say that'll kind of resonate with the rest of the people as well? And I got thinking about all the things that it takes to become a good point guard, and it occurred to me that there can be a point guard within us that we can develop. And so I worked on that, and that worked out pretty well. And then I was doing the next month a commencement speech at Dallas Christian College, and I made that my third point about being on point. If you do these things that a point guard does, you'll be able to be on point at a time in your life when you will maybe not have been the leader, but you will be in a position where you must lead. And if you do these things that the point guard must do to be any good, you will succeed, and you will become a leader without making being a leader your focus, which if everybody on the team was fighting to be a leader, obviously you'd be going 100 different directions. And so after that, the president said, you ought to write a book on that. And so I said, well, I will tell you what, if you will let me come teach a class at your college on the subject of team building, then if after that there's enough, I think, that makes sense for anybody to buy a book on it, I'll do it. And if not, well, we'll just call it a day. And so I wrote a book that summer that was, 50, 60,000 words. It boiled it down to about 30,000 to make it thin enough that people would say, well, if it's no good, I'm not going to kill too much time. And it's turned out to be pretty successful in terms of getting it out to people and people responding.
What kind of feedback have you received on it?
All kinds of good stuff, really. It's On Point is the name of it. It's available on Amazon. My last book was just out a month ago, and it's not on that subject. It's another book on how to coach.
Go ahead and share for our listeners and viewers.
That one is called Attacking the Zone Defenses, and it's how to coach against zone defenses, and particularly good for high school and college coaches that see the zone defenses all the time. And I wrote a book in 1975 on how to do that, but a friend of mine said, you know, the zone defenses are way ahead of the zone offenses again. You ought to redo or add to that book. And this was a guy named Ken Shields that was the head coach of Canada, Steve Nash's first coach, who asked me to come and help him coach that national team in the 94 World Championships. And I said, well, Ken, I'll tell you what, I'm not in the mood to write another book right now, but let's do this together. And you start, you take the old book and you work with that. And when you get something, send it to me and we'll finish it up. And we did that. And it's over 300 pages with all kinds of diagrams and drills, which is dedicated to our mutual friend, Rick Majerus,
Yes.
And we have a chapter on Rick's best stuff against zones, and I also had to contribute to it. Calipari, Coach Krzyzewski, Bill Self, Bo Ryan, Sean Miller, Steve Alford, Lorenzo Romar, and some of the FIBA top world coaches in FIBA that we coached against. One being Dave Blatt, even, who's now the coach at Cleveland, but who was the really good coach of the Russian national team.
So what else is on that bucket list of what you'd like to accomplish? You turn 78 in the month of June. You have an amazing family, five kids. In fact, your oldest son, Larry, has followed in your footsteps, and he was just promoted to the director of player personnel with the Golden State Warriors in the month of July. I know you're awfully proud of him, too.
Yes, he's been, he went to Golden State with Nelly, and he coached with Nelly, and then when Nelly left, he was made scout, and then has ultimately become head scout and then director of player personnel, and for the last 6 years, I guess. I think this is his seventh year with them. He loves it there. They have a wonderful owner there who's, again, he's really a kind of a guy like Mark, who lets the players know he cares, but he lets his coaches coach and puts the money in.
Well, you're an analyst on many different subjects, but give us a hit on Golden State. I mean, they have really juiced the league and really energized it with this small ball. Is that the direction and the new trend that is going to take over the NBA? I mean, are we going to sacrifice defense and rebounding? And, I mean, does size even matter anymore? I mean,
well, now that's a different subject. Here's the thing. They fooled people with small ball. They don't play small ball. But all the broadcasters call it that. But if you look at their lineup, their point guard is 6'3", and he doesn't count. He's not human. I mean, he plays out of this world. The rest of the guys are all 6'7 to 6'9, except for their three centers, who are 7 feet. His backcourt mate is 6'7". They bring in another guard forward who 6'9", Iguodala. Then they've got Livingston, who's 6'7" or 6'8", who also plays guard. And then their forwards are 6'9" and 6'7", but the 6'7" is Green, who plays like 7 feet. And except can make passes and 3 points as well as rebound. And then they have three centers they rotate that are shot blockers, a couple of them, and they can pass and score. They just have such a great roster that whoever they put in there is big and good. And you think you're going to go small against them, your smalls are going to be 6'4" and 6'5", and that, you know. And the other point is that small ball will be something you'll go to from time to time, but when the next Shaq or Kareem or whoever comes along,
that's right,
then you're going to get that guy if you can.
Well, as we get ready to wrap up our interview, you wear a number of different hats, but you're also the pre- and post-game host for Fox Sports Southwest for the New Orleans Pelicans. This is your fourth season doing that. And I know that at the start of the season, I had them in my top five to finish in the Western Conference, and they have underachieved, but they have been decimated with injuries. Just what basic changes can they make so they can move forward and get this team on track? And my heart really goes out to Alvin Gentry.
Yeah, he left Golden State for this. And I'm just the part-time. I just do about 20 games a year for them. But I love doing it. And they need to get healthy. They need to get Tyreke Evans back. He's a guy that really helps them do so much better. And then Alvin has got to adjust his game because they are not the Golden State roster. They don't have as prolific outside shooters that Golden State has. They do have a wonder in their big man, Anthony Davis, one of the certainly top five players in the league. And so that's a man to build around. He can play inside, outside, can pass, rebound, block shots. This guy can really play, and they have some good pieces, but they need to get healthy and need to do just a little bit better job on kind of getting together as a team where they get their spacing and their ball handling and their shot selection to where it needs to be. But I like their team, and they will get it going, but they can't get buried too deep out here in the West if they're going to make the playoffs this year. Because I was like you, I thought this roster looks really sweet.
Anthony Davis, obviously the cusp on being a budding superstar. How do you envision his career playing out? Because he is really something special.
Yes, he is, and I knew him from the day he walked on the campus at University of Kentucky, his coach and I being best of friends. We coached the Dominican Republic national team together in the summers of 2011-2012, and so I've followed him his year there and been with him these 4 years, and he is as good a human being as there is. He's Dirk-like. He's, you know, he's this sort of guy that you want on your team. And yet a tremendous, tremendous athlete that with work ethic and just everything about him, I see, as long as he stays healthy, again, Hall of Fame, one of the all-time greats right there.
Well, the legendary Del Harris has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Sir?
If somebody out there wants to get that attacking the zone defenses, they can only get it from the publisher, which is championshipproductions.com. championshipproductions.com. They publish the book. They don't farm it out to Amazon for whatever reason, which they did. But anyway, even those of you who are parents coaching their kids, we have a section in there how to get them started, because lo and behold, every time you go out there with your little kids, the other dad is throwing a 2-3 zone at them, you know.
Right.
So get them started on how, you know, to make the elemental cuts and movements, as opposed to just dribbling around till somebody finally throws one up from outside.
Well, we're going to have it posted on our website at eradiosports.com, and also check out our Twitter at eradiosports. The legendary Del Harris has been with us the very first time. What an honor.
Thank
God bless you.
No, and you, and thank you. This has been a delight. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to your family.
And to you.
Much more straight ahead right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eRadio Sports at Twitter and eradiosports.com.